Roughly one-third of Louisiana could go hungry as this pandemic drags on. Pantries and other groups are trying to step up, but as their supply chains are disrupted and donations dry up, local food networks say their job has never been harder. Betsy Shepherd reports on the growing hunger crisis facing Louisiana.
There we go. Now we're here. We'll let you know anything.
Dozens of people are lining up outside the Broadmoor Church in New Orleans, where the Broadmoor Improvement Association hosts a monthly food pantry. Standing 6 feet apart, participants wait their turn to show their ID in exchange for a box of groceries. Spanish translators are on site. Like tens of thousands of people across New Orleans, Maria relies on food assistance to feed her family. She chose not to give her real name because of her immigration status. Maria says these groceries are critical because she has no income and doesn't qualify for unemployment benefits or food stamps as a non-citizen.
It's kind of difficult because we don't have a job right now, but I find a places we can go. I really like the vegetables, the beans and oil, stuff like that, so that's a good help.
The Broadmoor Food Pantry is one of dozens of food hubs in the city that are partnered with Second Harvest, the main anti-hunger network in South Louisiana. The way the network is set up, Second Harvest gets food from the USDA, as well as donations from grocery stores and food drives, and then funnels it to partner organizations to distribute at the community level. Broadmoor Pantry Coordinator Bethany Manjigian says they're doing everything they can to reach neighborhood residents.
We've just galvanized this response to go from serving 500 people a month to this month only halfway through over 1,000. So we're just seeing those numbers skyrocket.
The Broadmoor Improvement Association also started distributing hot meals and delivering food to people's homes. They even hired translators and organized a food bank using voter rolls. But they're still not able to meet the catastrophic level of need.
There was someone who came into the pantry today and we were just like, we're so sorry. We can't get you another box. Please come back next month. And the woman said to me in Spanish, she's like, we might not be here next month if we can't get the box today. The system is totally broken. It's totally insufficient. And that is the ugly side of it.
In the month following business shutdowns in Louisiana, applications for food stamps rose 400% over the previous month, and emergency calls for food assistance to United Way have doubled compared to this time last year. Jay Weiss from Second Harvest says this hunger crisis is unprecedented.
The word overwhelming is a good way to put it. We are doing our best, but the overall need is so far still outstripping what we can provide at the moment.
Second Harvest has ramped up food production by more than 50% to assist local pantries and serve thousands of people that show up to its drive-through food banks. But its efforts are limited because of dwindling food donations and disruptions in the supply chain.
With stores having limited supplies themselves, there's not a lot that they can donate to us. But right now we're trying to purchase hundreds of thousands of dollars of food, and it's just not there right now.
Sarah Pritchard, the director of the Broadmoor Improvement Association, says that the current climate makes it hard for community food assistance programs to survive. While they get some food from Second Harvest, pantries must raise their own funds to cover operational costs, which have increased tremendously.
One of the things that we are coming up against is just the sustainability of all of the additional resources that we've leveraged to respond to this crisis moment.
The network of local food providers is starting to crumble under pressure. Second Harvest estimates that one half of its partnering pantries have had to close down since the pandemic started because of financial problems and volunteer shortages. Sankofa, which runs a food pantry in the Lower Ninth Ward, feels that strain after expanding from 200 participating families to 600. Founder Rashida Jones says she can no longer get fresh produce, which is essential, because Sankofa operates in one of the city's largest food deserts.
You have to look at the chain and how the produce goes to the pantry. By the time it comes to us, the produce is no longer good. It's perishable.
Familias Unidas in Acción is another pantry on the brink. Leticia Casildo co-founded the small community group to provide transitional support to immigrant families in New Orleans. Now the organization is feeding hundreds of restaurant workers who lost their jobs and don't qualify for government assistance. Casildo says Familias Unidas is the only safety net some families have.
It's been really hard because the community is large. The lack of resources is very real. It's definitely something that we're worried about, to not be able to meet the demand of all these families.
These community programs are necessary to get food assistance to the people who need it most, especially those who lack transportation. That's according to Alyssa Munoz-Miller, who directs the New Orleans Food Policy Advisory Committee.
Now there's less buses, there's less streetcars, and we already have a big food desert issue. And so getting to them has been always a challenge, and now it's exacerbating the existing inequities.
Munoz-Miller says you can't treat the current health crisis without also addressing the food crisis.
The majority of the people who are dying or who have the cases are African American New Orleanians, and those are also the folks who have the high rates of food insecurity, and now we're also adding to that.
Bethany Mangigian of the Broadmoor Improvement Association says the government needs to do more to close the gaps in the system.
There was no structure that was really prepared for this on not just the state level, but a federal level. And so to me, it can be scaled, but I think we do need the resources. We do need the funding and the backing to help us make it happen.
Without additional funds, the fate of many local food programs and the people they serve hang in the balance. Leticia Casildo says Familias Unidas is relying on donations to keep its doors open and will do so as long as possible because there shouldn't be so many barriers to food access, she says, especially during a pandemic that has no borders. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
Louisiana citizens can dial 211 to get information on food assistance programs, including local food banks, pantries, and meal kitchens. Language translation services are also available.